Every year we're treated to a doom and gloom scenario in the run-up to the Fisheries Council meeting, where the Commission proposes very draconian cuts that will have a huge impact on Irish fishing communities. And then the Minister goes out to Europe and negotiates and comes back with slightly less significant cuts. And it's dressed up as a successful negotiation. And the problem really with this is that the whole problem within the European fishing industry is the concept of relative stability, which was established in the 1980s and was based on a nation's historical track record in fishing. And the divide up of fishing quotas has to follow that formula. And this is a formula was created at a time when the European Union basically stole Irish fishing stocks off the Irish people, and they knew what we were bringing to the table when we entered the European Union, and we didn't. So we have suffered under that for the last 30 years, and we will continue to suffer under that, and fishing communities really won't see any significant gains in terms of fish quotas until an Irish government tackles the whole relative stability argument and tries to work on that basis.